Welcome to the Edge Conservation Podcast. We bring you the latest in innovation, insight, and effort on the front lines of wildlife conservation in Africa and around the world. I'm your host, Kira Dorian. Today, we are taking you to Bela Bela, Limpopo, South Africa, to talk to Sean Hensman, entrepreneur, conservationist, and founder of the Rory Hensman Conservation and Research Unit. Sean, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Kira. Nice to chat to you guys, and thank you for everything out here.
So let me start by just asking you to tell us a little bit about the Rory Hensman Conservation Unit, the work that you do, how was it founded? Like, give us a sense of your background and what it is that you guys are doing on the ground.
Yeah, that's it. Whereas we as humans have attached property to everything, we ownership, and that becomes an issue.
Right. So what is the general status of elephants in South Africa specifically, but then also continent-wide?
Wow. Well, South Africa's got a very healthy elephant population.
That's fantastic. Sean, thank you for being with us today. I think you are possibly the coolest person I've ever talked to, not the least of which is because you have elephants for pets.
Thank you.
But we just really appreciate your time and your expertise, and it just sounds like what you guys are doing is wonderful. So thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Kira. We're really trying hard, and thank you for your time and giving us a bit of a voice.
Chris Treeter, the Edge Conservation Podcast. What are some of the challenges that you've faced? I mean, you're in the Congo, right? So
Yeah. Give
me a sense of what you're up against when you're there.
There comes all kinds of different challenges, from security concerns that are complex.
Well, and I saw you interviewed and you said something about how important it was to be a responsible for-profit company. You know, I think that most people, they think of nonprofit as doing good and profit as like thinking about their bottom line. And it was really interesting to hear it put that way. Like, actually, we can have for-profit organizations that do good and are responsible.
Doing good is the responsibility of any business. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, what service or product.
Welcome to Hire Me Crazy, where we break down the steps to hiring, developing, and retaining your most important asset, your people. I'm your host, Kira Dorian. Today on the show, we have Jamika Spencer, who is the CEO and founder of JS Property Partners Consulting and the acting VP of iCadre. Jamika, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I'm excited that you're here. We had a lovely, lovely chat before we hit record. I know we're going to have a wonderful chat once we're rolling.
I am excited. This is fun. I'm very excited to be here and to be a part of the show for sure.
Yay. So can you just give us like a bird's eye view on you, just so that as we're going to talk about your Acumax results in a second here, but just so that we have some context for that.
Yeah. So real simple, CEO and founder of JS Property Partners.
All right, Jamika, I want to hear what happened from kindergarten. So you're in kindergarten and you're getting this whooping and now you're this successful businesswoman. How did you get there? What did that look like?
Oh man. So my journey is fun and something that I'm really proud of.
Well, and I think, too, when you think about the amount of time and money that's wasted interviewing people that are not going to be right for the job, or even worse, hiring someone who's not going to be right for the job, and then you have an index like this that can just tell you without even meeting the person whether their essential hard wiring is right for the industry that they're in, for the role that they're going to be stepping into. I mean, talk about saving time and money.
Absolutely. There's so many fancy things out there that promote saving time.
Jay Hollerock, Hire Me Crazy Podcast. Jay, I'm super excited to have you on the show. I think we're going to learn a lot from talking with you today. How are you doing over there?
I'm unbelievable.
I love it. So normally, you know, I have a guest talk about their results, but you are going to read my results today. So everybody listening is going to get to watch me get read pretty good. So, I mean, we've never met before. You pulled up my results. And since you're absolutely the expert on this, I am itching to hear what you can learn just from looking at my dots.
Well, thank you. And I will. Yes, we have never met. Our first conversation was just a few minutes ago. Yeah. But I know an awful lot about you.
Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening today as we interview Jessica Babich from Save the Waterberg Rhino. As always, I like to finish with a quote. Today's quote is by Paul Oxton, founder of the Wild Heart Wildlife Foundation. He says, only when the last of the animal horns, tusks, skin, and bones have been sold will mankind realize that money can never buy back our wildlife. Join us next week. Our podcast is produced by Eric Johnson, me, Kira Dorian, and Edge. Thanks for listening.